Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, some great news as things start to open back up. One of the big events of our region is the Parks Elvis Festival, and it's locked in for April next year. This is great news, and I thought we'd find out some of the details. Joining me online is the Parks Elvis Festival Director, Cathy Treasure. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, great news. It's back, and I like that it's in April because it won't be stinking hot, 40-odd degrees. It's great.
Look, it's going to be beautiful weather. I mean, we always like celebrating around Elvis's birthday in January, but April will be a welcome retrieve.
Yeah, absolutely. So 20 to 24 April we're on for next year. This is great news.
It is great news. We've missed having all our festival fans in town, so having something happening in April is we're all getting very, very excited.
Okay. Obviously, I mean, a lot of people have been hit by the restrictions with travel, etc. Parks would be no exception. This must be a huge injection of money into the town each year, so I guess some businesses might be struggling a bit, but it's the light at the end of the tunnel.
Look, it is now, and it's not just for businesses in parks, it's for businesses throughout the Central West, and the festival injects over $13 million into the economy, so we're really excited to have it back in April.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, what's the theme this year?
The theme is Speedway, so think racing cars, go-go girls, checkered flags, and get dressed up to celebrate.
Okay, Cook Park, will that be, again, the centre, I guess, of it all, and then it extends out into the pubs, clubs, streets, everywhere around parks?
It sure does. We have over 200 events. We've got the new, a beautiful new stage in Cook Park that we're really excited to be using in April. And we've got some fabulous free entertainment on there. We've got Jack Gatto, who is one of the biggest stars in the Elvis tribute world in Australia, who will actually be headlining on that main stage.
Fantastic. Absolutely great. And I know because my band's gone and played at the Parks Elvis Festival in pubs, etc. over the years. And it's such a good place because people come from everywhere, and if we're all opened up and people will be moving and travelling around, I think it could be quite big.
It could be quite big, and all the indications are showing that, Neil. A reason we did move it back to April is our fans come from every state in Australia and from overseas. So January, we were still a bit concerned with the borders, but it's looking good for April.
Okay, once again, it's the 20 to the 24th of April. It is the Parks Elvis Festival back for next year. And great to see. And once again, Speedway. So that's watch the movie and select your outfit, I suppose.
Yes, get that famous red jacket that Elvis wore and come along to Parks.
All right. I'm with Cathy Treasure. She's the Parks Elvis Festival Director. Thanks for your time. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.